Yo, what's good, y'all? This is Master Ace from Brooklyn, New York, and you're tuned in to the Hip Hop Digest. Real hip hop, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course.
Now, hip hop is based on being a celebrity. It's not about skills or who is great or the history of the culture or the culture, period. These people are getting record sales off of the public knowing who they are more than being artists of the craft. So a lot of people are hungry for somebody younger generation to come in and do something brilliant, something brilliant, something brilliant, something brilliant, something brilliant, something brilliant, something brilliant.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
Of course, it's E Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's up?
Good.
What's up? Happy recording day.
Happy recording day, sir.
Indeed, sure. No doubt. Yo, I don't even want to waste time. I don't want to small talk. I'm going to get right in. We got a few things to discuss.
Uh-oh. Here,
you know what I mean?
Mike Tyson?
On the Hip Hop Dodger. Nothing like that. Although, boy, I'd hate to fight that motherfucker, even at his age.
Ooh, Roy Jones?
I just, man, listen. Ooh. So
let's leave it at that.
Yeah. So first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is DJ Academics said that he called the cops on Meek Mill. DJ Academics on some social media platform hanging with his good friend Gooba Hernandez. There was a lot of threats being thrown back and forth. Academics referred to Meek Mill as a hypocrite, leaving Meek Mill to place a green light on the blogger.
Oh.
So it says, in case you're not up to date with the terminology, that means Meek is basically inviting people to violate him or do even worse in the streets.
On site.
On site. Now, we don't know if Academics really called the cops, but he said he called the cops. And I don't know how much Meek Mill's street credibility will lend to people going out and want to do harm to Academics. What I would like to talk about is this thing in rap music in which I think from Academics' point, and maybe I'm wrong, hip-hop as a whole still has not matured to the point that you can have a free press and a critical press. There's very few people in who are covering rap / urban music who's not a part of the rap urban music politics that just don't function as journalists. Now, maybe that's because guys like Academics want to be stars themselves versus just being journalists. And with the history of rap music and violence and the amount of people who have lost their lives on some bullshit, I believe that Meek Mill should know better and keep it moving. And all of this under the specter of Mr. Gooba Hernandez, who seems to be doing quite a job at shaking the tree, if you will, of rap music's penance. Again, we've covered this before, but we'll have to cover it again. Stop snitching. Swerve, help me out on this. What's going on?
I am like all over the place with this. First, let me just say that I'm sure there are people that feel the Academic need that fade, as they say. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but yeah.
Regardless of that, Meek Mill under the tutelage of Jay-Z, Sean Carter, the corporate out here, Mr. 444 out here making shit better for black people, and you want to put green lights on niggas? Look, it might be okay, Meek, if you put a green light on George Zimmerman or some shit like that, but we going back to the Lil' Kim and them niggas running up at the radio station shooting at the front door shit, nigga. Come on, B.
So let me ask you a question.
To be better than that,
but I got to ask both of you a question. Okay, now why is it, and maybe the answer is because Mr. Academics is trying to be a star in his own mind, but why is it okay for him to even catch a fade as a journalist? I kind of have a problem with that.
Well, let me help you out here real quick, B. That's because this nigga be talking so much shit. Not on no journalism shit. He be talking crazy, like he about to fuck somebody up type shit.
Exactly. Word. So he's not. So
he be on that type of shit. So, he be out here talking about he gonna fuck somebody up and do dumb shit like that. The way he be acting, like he really about it, like that. Like he really like that.
Oh, okay. So he's not functioning as a journalist. He's not, let's just say, Hip Hop Digest being critical of a blackface record.
No.
B, I ain't never heard you talk
on it like that.
Oh, okay.
I never heard you or Curtis or myself say not one motherfucking time since 2006 when we started this shit who we gonna slap or who we gonna fight or none of that shit. But your boy, he does that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Gonna do that, then be prepared for that.
Okay.
But I'm still, even with that, okay, that is what it is, but I'm still looking at Meek like, come on, yo, you out here trying to make social change and shit, B. If you trying to make social change, you got to think above fucking DJ non-academic. Fuck out of here.
All right, so in the comments, they seem to be running about 4-1 for Meek Mills, one for Academics. One of the comments was the most interesting. It says, meaning Academics and Mr. Guba Hernandez, meaning 6ix9ine, are going to lead the new movement of telling the truth. Now, it seems to be in the comments, it seems to be that a lot of people are coming maybe to the realization, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but coming to a new vision of how, should we say, phony real rap is. Meaning that there's a lot of guys who've been riding on this real rap gravy train, but it's really phony. And that's what a guy like 6ix9ine is destroying. He's destroying the stop snitching. You know, he's doing that type of thing. Academics. Now, I don't advise running around saying that you're going to slap niggas or that type of slapping koofies off niggas. I wouldn't advise that. But so I'm just kind of curious about that. Does that threaten hard body niggas, especially on records?
What do you mean?
Meaning that, let's say I'm a guy like Meek from Philly. Meek is, and we know Meek has been in the justice system. So to a certain extent, when he's rhyming about maybe selling drugs in North Philly, he probably knows what he's talking about. But once he is now in the rap game and he's paid and he's not of that life, Here you got guys like Guba saying, look, what the real life is, what this whole shit is about, nigga, I was facing life and I snitched on everybody. That shit is real. This keep your mouth shut. This stop snitching shit is fake. Is that a threat to guys? I mean, and it's not just Meek. I'm talking about every Lil, every Young, every Trap, every Hood. Every crack house, when you come out of that, does Guba Hernandez as well as Academics threaten that model of making money?
He doesn't threaten that model of making money because niggas is always going to try to make money that way. That's not going to stop. Niggas is going to be dealing drugs forever.
Right.
So it's not going to be able to stop that model of doing that. But it may change niggas' view of talking shit on records, of saying what they was doing on records, because they might get their ass locked up because a nigga like him a snitch on them.
Right. And right. That, okay, you cover both points. Yes, right. Swerve, it was one of real life, but then transitioning from that actual life of crime to crime on records, and that looking like, oh, gee, I wonder if that is is wrestling, because you got Gubba Hernandez, who snitched and is reaping great rewards from that. And maybe a lot
but he snitched on niggas that was really doing it.
That's true. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And now he lives guarded.
That's why he in protective custody, my nigga. Not because he snitched on wrestling. That's, you don't snitch on wrestlers and get protective custody. They fake smash you with a chair and it's over.
All right, well, anyway, we're going to get out of that topic. We hope that certainly Meek Mill listens to E. Color about doing better under the tutelage of one Sean Carter. And, you know, Ack and 6ix9ine, we certainly, you know, we hope for their safety and their maturity, you know, and try to bring in a realistic journalism point as far as this hip hop thing and not trying to be your own superstar in your own mind.
Let's add another little teeny piece to that.
Okay, right? What's up?
So remember that rapper, that I don't know, MC rapper, whatever the fuck you think of him, who's also a pretty good producer, who is having all this trouble married to this Hollywood socialite and shit. You know that dude, right?
That dude.
Remember? Yeah. And one of his rants, he was like, Jay-Z, I know you got shooters. I know you got killers, man. Don't send them for me. Right?
Right.
But we never heard Jay-Z talking no shit about getting somebody touched out of his records.
Right.
In real life. So for that dude with all the issues to say that shit, it's like, damn, yo. So all I'm saying, think about that shit, yo. Think about that shit right there. You ain't got to be, fuck that social media shit, B, because that's going to get you fucked up again, because people already think fucked up of you.
Mm.
And that dude we talking about, who that guy who, with the issues was saying, don't send your shooters. He might have some shooters, but he ain't out there saying, yo, go get Kanye and shut him the fuck up.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah.
Relax, me. You're talking about DJ Academic. Relax, me. Relax.
All he do is talk shit.
Indeed. Okay, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and Diff posted this, which was a little distressing to me when I found out, obviously. And this was from back in April. Scarface, from the Ghetto Boys, but Scarface himself as a solo MC, had revealed that he was on dialysis due to kidney failure of a complication from COVID-19. Apparently, he said he had COVID-19 twice, and now he is on dialysis. And obviously, he gave an update on his health, the Willie D. This was on a Zoom chat back in April. I was personally not aware of that, and it was very distressing for me to see that. I want to, you know, wish all the best to Scarface. This whole COVID thing is certainly, you know, yo, son, just take it easy out there, son. And it's certainly real. That's just, you know, just a moment of caution. And shout out to One to Dial, who is recovered nicely from his bout of the COVID. So shout to him as well. And as well as other health news, Biz Markie, who has also been hospitalized for weeks, but his representatives went on to say that he suffers from type 2 diabetes. He's currently in the hospital. His condition is unclear, but appears to be serious. I don't know if that has changed. That's a couple of weeks old. We also want to wish well and a get well wish to Biz Markie, who is in a situation that is unfortunate as well. Biz Markie, Scarface, you know, what can I say? Get well from the Hip Hop Digest. This is absolutely terrible. Terrible news for both of those brothers. But we hope and give God's prayer and blessing to those brothers that they get well. You guys ain't got any commentary on that?
I mean, just best wishes,
well,
Joe.
Soon, bro.
Yeah, Godspeed. I was thinking about that shit the other day when I saw that. I immediately flashed back to when me and you, King Killer, had just come from Philly with our fresh college jerseys and shit. I had that Michigan joint. Which joints you have?
Kentucky, I think.
Yeah, and we went down to that fucking party where Biz was DJing and shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was incredible. So that came to mind immediately, but after that, all that other good shit. So yeah, yo, just, you know, well wishes. That's all.
Indeed. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, this is an update from last week's show. Kerr G, you said it. Migos lawsuit seems like another cautionary tale of music exploitation. And you said quality control.
Yep.
And apparently the Migos do have an issue with quality control. Quality control is probably the most powerful commercial rap label right now. A lot of people say quality control is the same as all the other storied labels, whether they be No Limit or Def Row or Bad Boy or Def Jam. They say quality control is in that same vein. Okay, but they seem to have a lot of power on the label. With, I guess their big three would be the Migos, Lil Yachty, and Lil Baby. Egri is now out of the picture when it comes to Skype. Is really acting up tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Can you hear me, though?
I can hear you. You're back, but your picture, you look like a robot.
Fuck it. They can't. The listeners can't see me, so that don't matter. They just listening.
So anyway, yes, but back to quality control music. It seems to be the, again, like I was saying, the most powerful situation in commercial rap at this point. So anyway, the behind the scenes was told by DJ Envy. And DJ Envy tells a story about way back before Migos was famous, in 2013, they did a showcase for him for just $3,000. Okay. Quavo noted that he didn't remember the show. But quality.
This nigga said Quavo.
How do you pronounce his name?
It's Quavo.
Okay. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
You don't be giving a fuck.
Exactly. One thing I'll do on this show. And one thing that I'm known for is butchering motherfuckers' names. And I can probably continue to do that. So
his name is going to be Quavo.
So yeah, so
just get used to it.
Right. Yeah. Every time I see it and I read it, then you know I got trouble reading, but it looks like Quavo to me. Jose Quavo. So anyway,
B. Ferguson taught you better than that.
Indeed. So anyway, Quality Control co-founder Mr. Pierre P. Thomas clarified that the performance was basically a get to know the public performance. DJ Envy goes on to say that, you know, I paid somebody $3,000, okay, for the showcase. The artists themselves don't remember the showcase and certainly don't remember getting any money. Your boy Charlamagne Tha God was saying that, Kay told y'all it was free, but he actually took the $3,000. And this all comes to light. It's just a cautionary tale, is that when you sign to labels and when you got labels setting things up for you and doing all the legwork, guess what? Money is going to change hands and you're not going to get any of it. Okay.
Or you'll get whatever they decide to give you.
Right. So it doesn't matter who it is. And I guess for me, you old niggas, you know, we got this game on lock type of shit really doesn't apply. Now, like Kerr G said last week, you know, with Migos members with at least 20 million or more in the bank, I mean, if they're owed more money, they should certainly go out and get it. But the point I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if you're KRS-One, B-Boy Records, if you're De La Soul over at Tommy Boy, you know what I'm saying? If you're a litany of motherfuckers over at Death Row, we can name label after label, era after era. Cats is going to be getting jerked. And Migos,
sure.
And Migos and Quality Control certainly have a problem right now. Now, I don't know what their contract says. I don't know if they're able to get away or out of Quality Control. Them losing their flagship group certainly can't do anything for their particular representation, but, you know, Lil Baby is running the charts right now, so they can transition to a new flagship artist. The interesting part about Quality Control, I didn't know, I guess it was formed in around 2013. They say Quality Control is known to find and develop smaller artists is the reason why many Quality Control artists seem to come out of nowhere. Quality Control uses internet-based analytical to focus and to cater to areas where the artists are most popular. Okay, again, they have the Southern Lil game on lock. All right. Their headquarters is in West Atlanta, of course. You know, go ahead, Atlanta. Take the win. You got it. You know? Gee, you're a music industry watcher.
I don't know about that. Well, you just like certain types of music from certain people.
Indeed, but you're the one who mentioned Quality Control. Are we?
Yes, I just knew what label they was fucking with.
Okay.
They're my peoples.
Sure, it is certainly, that is your people. Are your people on that label, are we headed for the same stories as urban music history? Meaning Migos.
More than likely.
And is Lil Yachty looking at his contract? And I wonder if Lil Baby's wondering about his money.
Well, why wouldn't they
these
be?
Niggas, what happened is COVID fucked them up. It lifted the curtain off of the bullshit that was happening.
Ain't no show.
As long as niggas was out here doing shows and touring and running all over the planet, making a little money here and there, Quality Control could just keep on robbing these niggas and they wouldn't know, because they was taking whatever they wanted to and these niggas would get what they got and they was happy getting their money. COVID happened and stopped everything, put the brakes on shit, and niggas was like, fuck, we ain't making no money right now, but we see we still popping, but where's the money at? And now Quality Control got to answer some questions.
The owners of Quality Control went on to say that they have been millionaires. They were millionaires before they got into the music industry game. And that, dare I say it, that their label and their artists on the label is just like family.
How many times have we heard?
Oh, my God. When somebody says it's just like family, watch out.
You already know.
What would you say in pregame B? It's just like Amway.
Yes, sir.
But believe me, the scam is in there somewhere. And they can say, yeah, we family over here. That's when you should turn around and run the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
As soon as you hear that.
And shout out to Migos. I'm certainly not a Migos fan.
Oh, shit.
But I'd
shout the Migos?
Huh?
You said shout the Migos?
I did. I shout the Migos, but again, I couched it with I am not a Migos fan. Okay? But that being said, I want them to get every single solitary penny owed to them. Okay?
No doubt.
That's what I want for them young brothers. I want them niggas to get every single solitary penny, and I want them to overcharge. And I don't care. See, to me, this doesn't matter. You know, when it comes to that label situation, a lot of times, like Tommy Boy, oh, Tom Silverman, white man getting over, Jerry Heller, white man getting over. Yeah, but there's a lot of Suge Knights out there, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a lot of fucking Suge Knights out there. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, that, truth be told, they're the ones that's fucking these niggas before they get to the big label. They're the ones cutting the deals with these big labels.
Yeah, right. There's a gang of Suge Knights and, dare I say, like a Pebbles type shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
All fucked up.
4,080.
Damn, record companies are shady?
All these
niggas
are shady.
No matter what color you are. Exactly. Don't matter.
So, and that being said, you know, again, you know, that's what's up, Kurt G. You were right the week before. Quality Control.
But may I ask the question, though?
My man.
We have talked about Soulja Man, because he can't be Soulja Boy no more, yo. But, yo, I think so. I just read, did that nigga just turn 30?
Okay. He's about that age, yeah.
It's probably true.
30. Just turning 30. I think I've been in the business for a minute. But anyway, when are we going to listen to the great Chuck D, who said there's a million record labels? Stop fucking trying to get signed, yo. Put that work into getting followers, because it's a whole different game now.
Well, B, so let me tell you something.
You're looking to get signed.
And two, and look, I'm saying this in the fact that quality control, you know who tells a story? I think it was Freeway. Freeway tells a very good story about being signed and then being independent. Freeway said when he was on Rockefeller, he's like, you know, really, that's it. You show up at the studio, you know what I'm saying? You show up at hotels. He said if there's a show to do, they send a car. Your flight, everything's all arranged. The entire situation, you know, you really are living a star life at that point when you sign to the label. He was like, now, you know, when he was off Rockefeller, he was like, damn, I got to arrange my own whip. I got to get my own flights. I got to do all of that shit myself. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. It's easy to say, oh, don't get signed or don't do this or don't do that. But nigga, the shit that that labels do, and a lot of it could be ego driven, I grant you that. And Migos are young and they're living a star life and they're going to want to continue to live the star life. But in order to live that star life, you still got to pay people. You still got to, if you hiring a secretary and a publicist and then you got to get lawyers. And then you're talking about individual deals, you know, then you got to run around and you got to get YouTube and you got to get Spotify and Tidal to make sure that all your money is being collected. That shit costs money. Now I'm not defending labels, but I'm sure the people over at Quality Control was like, yeah, them niggas got millions in their bank account because of us. Okay. Whoa. And we will look. This is what I'm saying. This is what they would say. They got millions in the bank because of us. We were a key component of them getting the millions in the bank. Most artists cannot survive. Let's talk real talk. Most artists cannot survive being independent, being separate. I know they talk about Blackface if he go independent, but fucking Blackface got so much money, he can continue to hire an entire label of people and his shit. Most artists don't have that luxury.
I'm here to argue against that, though.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
For Blackface, BFD, whatever the fuck we calling them these days. And I know I'm not supposed to be talking about him, but if he goes independent, the one thing the music industry has had on lock for years is the ability to advertise your ass. Right? We could say that to a person who has just made their first record, who has got 500 views on fucking whatever social media, all the way up to the motherfuckers be having a billion views or whatever. These people, I never want to be a proponent for the music industry. I don't want to be. But the fact of the matter is they have the vehicle that you need to get in to be distributed nationwide, because we don't have Indianapolis radio or Tallahassee radio or Boise radio. It's those five motherfuckers, or it's three or five, I can't remember right now, but it's those motherfuckers that control the airwaves, right? So if you can, if you're looking, wait, first of all, there's a billion rappers, or close to it, right? Not all of those billion rappers are going to be famous, including Drake. So if he were to be independent, even at this point, I truly believe there's a drop-off. Because he has a lot of money, and he can advertise for himself, but you can't advertise like these fucking big five fucking record labels, B. You can't do it. So do you want to be a slave to those five record labels, or do you want to be able to just own your own shit, do your own shit, and be okay living comfortably if your shit is worth the public's attention?
Okay, let me give you my example. Prince. Okay, Prince's greatest work was done on Warner Brother Records at a point in his career. That was probably the greatest of his works. At some point in time, Prince wanted to get off the major labels because, like you said, he's seen the major labels. He's seen the percentages. Prince had made a lot of money in his career. Okay, he wasn't suffering as far as money, and his concert gate was always going to be crazy. Prince got off the major labels.
Yes, he did.
Prince did his own thing. Paisley Park. That whole shit. Okay. Yep.
Changed his name to a symbol.
Saying that I wasn't going to perform none of the music I recorded for Warner Brothers, the whole shit. At the end of the day, you know what Prince did? He ended up back on a major.
He sure did.
Okay, yep. Because again, let me say this now. With the internet age, in a way you can't compare Prince, but in a way you can. These guys at Quality Control is... These guys, the point I'm saying is that what they have are individual artists, is a guy whose job it is to write and record music. You know what I'm saying? In the musical case, whether if it's good or not, that's for somebody else to say. But whose job it is to write and record music. Are they going to hire these type of people to get the analytics the way Quality Control has done? How many lawyers you got to have on staff that's working to chase down all the money that's owed you from a bazillion different companies like Quality Control does? I'm not saying Quality Control. I'm like you. I'm not saying this as a proponent for record companies, but that's what I believe, that record companies will always have over the independent guys. And independence only works after you get to a certain status.
No doubt.
Okay, because you can't be independent and then have all this independent. Griselda independent and got to a certain level. Now, Griselda would have made money. Griselda would have been respected. Griselda could continue to do what they were doing. Okay? But Benny the Butcher saying, but I was still selling drugs. Okay?
Is Rap-A-Lot going to let Drake be great if he decides to go independent?
Well, I don't know what Blackface's contract situation is. Something tells me that those people behind the scenes are always going to be in his pockets.
So then he's fucked up.
So whether if it's Rap-A-Lot proper, you know what I'm saying, or Young Money, you know, on the front end and Rap-A-Lot on the back end, somebody's always going to be in his pockets to pull certain strings.
Fuck all that shit you just said. I'm saying Rap-A-Lot because that motherfucker made an OG call and shut shit down.
Well, that's what
so
I said.
We don't got shit else.
I mean, that's what I said. Rap-A-Lot on the back end, Young Money, Cash Money on the front end. I mean, these guys are always going to be
Young
in his
Money
pockets.
Young Money ain't make no OG calls, nigga. Young Money didn't make no calls. It was Rap-A-Lot.
Wasn't even Rap-A-Lot. It was one nigga.
But it was Rap-A-Lot. Right.
It was one nigga right. That made that call and said, this is not happening.
I'm not from Houston, but I rap a lot.
So I don't see no independence for that dude.
Welcome to Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. So,
anyway,
like I said, so let's get out of that topic, yo. You know what I mean? That's what's up. That's a lot of...
I got to add something, B.
Okay, my man.
I got to add something, and I know it's going to be preachy, but fuck it. The reason why niggas can't go independent... It's called this fucking machine, my nigga. It's the same machine you was talking about. Where is they own all the damn radio stations? Where they got the inroads to all these radio stations? They got the inroads to all these fucking social media shits. They have all the inroads to this shit where you have to fuck with them if you want to even reach a certain status or a certain level. You're on your own. You're only going to be so big.
Right.
They're only going to allow you to be so big on your own. Because if you start to get past them or into their lane by yourself, these niggas is coming to talk to you.
Well, they're coming to talk to you, and they're going to want to sign deals. But you're right. You're going to get so big. Now, the best thing you can do as an independent is get to a certain leverage and then get the most money you can out of the deal that's going to come. I'm a sweater shop. I make great sweaters, okay? Matter of fact, I'm making sweaters so motherfucking good that motherfucker Mr. Walton from Walmart is like, yo, son, let me holla at you. Bezos from Amazon, yo, son, let me holla at you. Let's make this deal, okay? If you don't make that deal, you know what I mean? I'm going to get some other sweater motherfuckers, and we might try to put you out. That's generally the record industry. So, yes, Migos, if they're off quality control or they got beef quality control, Migos on their own don't get any bigger than they already are.
So what's going to happen is the same thing that always happened in this deal here. Either these niggas is going to kiss and make up, and they're going to throw them quality control, going to throw these niggas a gang of money and say, shut the fuck up, smack them in the face with some money.
Mm.
Or another label is going to jump up and be like, well, how much? Okay, we're going to buy these niggas out of their contract. We'll take them.
Mm. All right. Well, that's what's up. All right, let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is another week and another list of 40 best rappers over 40. Who's having the best rap career over 40? The list is pretty generic as far as I'm concerned. It looks like a list made by, again, people who are much younger than we are, trying to dig out their best rappers that maybe their dad liked, I guess, and then trying to give props. But the list was flawed in about five major ways. And it was the non-inclusion of certain artists was the most failure in one category of the list. And I will go through that. At number five, including Puff Daddy in the list at number five, he's not a guy. He's not a rapper. He's not a musician. He's just a guy. And he's famous. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's a mogul and shit. Coons. You know what I mean? You know, but he shouldn't be on the list at number five. Okay? At number four is the omission of KRS-One. Now, due to COVID, KRS-One is not touring. That's where KRS-One makes the majority of his money touring. Probably well over 150 dates a year. Has been touring nonstop since his career had started. Okay? I get it, but they don't know KRS-One. They probably don't even know his name and shit, but he's not on the list. That's a fail. Again, it says having the best career after 40. Okay. At number three, Ice-T, not on the list. He, you know, he's not doing much music, but he's been on television for damn near 30 years. Talk about it, including, you talking about careers? What are you talking about? Careers? Are you talking about just trying to big up certain niggas? What are you talking about? All right. At number two, this particular topic in that topic, it was disrespectful. The greatest music moment over the age of 40. I pulled out two, but there are many more. Just totally disrespectful. After 40, Andre 3000's greatest moment after 40 is appearing on Frank Ocean's solo reprise. What the fuck? Andre 3000 was disrespected. Okay? If that's all they can dig up with what he's done after the age of 40. And he hasn't done much. But I just think that it's just disrespectful. Method Man. His greatest music moment after 40. Rhyming on Teyana Taylor's Gonna Love Me remix. Come on, get the fuck.
Damn. Can we at least say Trillmatic, nigga? God damn.
Look, I'm just saying that, again, you could tell the list was made by people who, again, it is hard for people under a certain age to make a comprehensive qualitative list when it comes to the history. And I would have respect their list a lot more if they would have kind of stayed in their lane. You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of any rapper, let's just say a young rapper in his 20s. He's 22. Any rapper at the age of 22. And what's your top five? What's your top three? And he goes, Biggie, Jay-Z, Drake. And I'm like, stop. Stop. Don't include those names. You never heard these cats rhyme. You know, just stay in your lane. Start the list at Soulja Boy, Blackface, et cetera, et cetera. Start there. You know, because now I'm going to respect your list because you're giving the list from your real perspective. Don't throw Jay-Z in because you want to be trending. Stop! And that's what this list is. There's guys on the list who shouldn't be on the list. And at number one, the omission of LL Cool J. The total disrespect for LL Cool J has got to stop. It really does. It's got to stop.
I don't know why it's happening. I really don't. LL has songs that are old as fuck, but can still get people excited right now. I don't know why LL don't get love in the hip hop community. I don't know.
Disrespect for LL Cool J is just—it's unbelievable. And you know when you were on the show, shout to LL Cool J, and we affectionately call him the Yule Log. You know what I mean?
Plastic surgery.
We affectionately call him the U-Log, and the U-Log is certainly just getting disrespected. Kurt G. Why is the U-Log getting disrespected? The U-Log with his serious channel, Rock the Bells clothing. He's always on point, talking about doing shit truly for the culture that he appreciates. And that has gave him, made him a fantastic living and a fantastic star. Has LL Cool J made bad records? Yes. There's very few people on that list who haven't made bad records. Okay.
That's what was that shit? Exit 10? Or whatever.
Exit 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's Exit 13. He has a wonderful record on there with Freeway, but that's another story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But just a total disrespect. So that's the number one situation that LL Cool J is just, he's missing from the list. You got guys, KRS-One, Ice-T, and LL Cool J not on the list. Disrespectful. And then even with guys on the list, their greatest moments is a Teyana Taylor rap? Yo, that is horrendous.
Yeah. You could have left that off. Easy.
This, you summed it up perfectly when you said it was made by someone who put together a list of who their dad's favorite rappers are. And that's what they did. And they decided that they was going to not only just put their dad's favorite rappers on there, they was going to put their own spin on it by saying what their favorite moments was about these guys. It's like, how the hell are you going to, like you said, you disrespect Andre 3000 in that way. You shouldn't even put Three Stacks on the list, first of all, because he didn't have any projects out.
It said
he didn't put anything out.
Right. He put no projects out. No projects out.
If he didn't put anything out, why the fuck would you even put him on the list? So this whole shit was fucked up from the start to me, because you shouldn't even, half of these people shouldn't even been on the list. If they don't have projects, if you're going to put their best moments as being Teyana Taylor, come on, baby. don't even put them on the list. Don't even put them on the list. Just leave them off.
Right. No doubt. So, all right. That's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Questlove questions why Megan Thee Stallion shooting hasn't received more media attention. Okay, I wasn't even going to cover this, but this shit just, to me, started to get a little bit ridiculous. It's a bit of TMZ. I apologize. We usually don't do TMZ, but there's something fishy about this whole thing. Okay, Questlove goes on to say, I feel like Al Jarreau giving his two cents on Biggie and Pac. I just want to know how come this isn't being taken more serious. He's like, I already know the answer. Okay. He said everything about this story is mad. He was like, I hardly see no news coverage. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. I hope she recovers and gets justice. Megan Thee Stallion, shout out to her, the bra and panty set rapper. comes out and says that she is wants to know why grown-ass men are trying to troll about her getting shot in her foot. Now, I gotta ask you, okay? People are trolling, it seems to me, because allegedly, and we don't know this, but allegedly she was shot by a rapper. The reason why she was shot by a rapper remains unclear.
Oh, it's not. It's not unclear.
Okay. I'm just saying the reported facts. Now, yeah. Megan Thee Stallion, who seems to be taking the stop snitching role. Amma G. She hasn't said why. For a minute there, I thought that she was in the Hollywood Hills and just got hit randomly. And I've seen other guys on other and heard other blogs talking about your man didn't really know what he was doing with his weapon. I don't know. Swerve, maybe you can clear some things up. You have more knowledge than me.
All right, so all the reports are saying that one of those them special females to be grabbing them black dudes, basketball players and rappers with issues.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Them people.
Okay.
One of them, apparently, we in this TMZ area, so fuck it, was giving Google eyes at that little nigga. And I can say that because I'm smedium like a motherfucker. So they was giving Google eyes at that little nigga. And apparently she didn't like it too much. And they had issues. And, you know, then it became a Chris Brown, Rihanna type issue.
Okay.
And a whip.
All right.
And apparently the Stallion pulled out a blade, I'm going to call it. So old boy had to shoot her in pinky toe.
I mean, he
had
got
to shoot
her in pinky toe.
All right. Did it.
Okay.
All right. So that is why maybe people are not giving full disclosure of what happened, but it is a fucking Chris Brown, Rihanna type situation.
Okay. I think Questlove is missing a main point here. Okay. I think he's looking for media outrage and that she's a big enough star and that if it would have happened to wifey, it would have been 24/7 media coverage. Okay. I think Questlove's looking for that, but how much of this Amma G, Kurt G, is clouding the entire situation? Because isn't she holding it like a G?
Well, if it is the way, see, I don't know nothing about this situation at all. I'm hearing it from you guys. I okay. Stay the fuck away from this shit.
No
clean,
doubt.
Clean out of here.
Right.
But from just taking from what you said and what Irv just said, I'm looking at it like this. It's all on her. If this shit, the only way this is going to get elevated is by her. She has to be the one to take this shit and take it to the next level. Now, you saying that she's being a G about it, but maybe she's being a G about it because maybe she don't want to get herself caught up. Because if she really did pull a blade on that nigga, he could say, well, shit, I was fearing for my life. So I had to shoot her ass.
Okay, right. All right. I mean, I don't know. Shout out to Questlove, but when he brings up things like this, maybe he's right. Maybe he feel like Al Jarreau asking about Big and Pac and don't know all the ins and outs. To me, the overwhelming situation, she did not deserve to get shot. And, you know, no question about that. I'm not playing. I'm not taking that like it's something small potatoes. But it is always interesting to me when, again, I haven't heard through the media, and these are media people, okay? They will do anything and everything to be in front of the camera no matter what, okay? All of a sudden, she needs privacy. She needs the heel. She didn't blow this nigga up. She didn't frame him as Chris Brown or none of that shit. She's keeping it G.
Is that what that's called?
That's from my perspective.
Killer, if you ever shoot me and don't kill me, I'm probably gonna report you if I don't come back and shoot myself.
So you ain't gonna keep it G?
Fuck no. You going to jail today. If you're lucky.
You're around me not knowing how to handle your weapon on some old premature ejaculation shit, son. Fuck that. We gonna have issues.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So certainly, and I'm sure that Megan Thee Stallion is probably like, you guys is joking, this is not a laughing matter, and this, that, and the third, but come on, yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's not a laughing matter, but if the story is what it is and the way you're telling it, then it's all in her hands. She's the only person that can elevate this situation. She wants this shit to blow right. up, then she could blow it up.
Well, you know, and when and elevate it to a more serious manner. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
The only one that
because
could do
that. That's like
this,
the cop.
This
right.
day and time that we're living in right now. Oh, she could blow this shit up to
right.
another level.
Right, to a more serious matter. And it may be. Now, look, it may be. But again, like Swerve said, maybe your man is like, look, she pulled a blade and this is a whole situation. And then it becomes more TMZ than it already is.
Yeah, but even if we said Rihanna slid Chris Brown in the jaw first, they didn't give a fuck about that. They gave a fuck about Chris Brown beating the shit out of her. But this little nigga shot her twice.
Yeah, again, that's what I'm saying. This is not... Look, the situation on paper is a very, very serious situation. And what I'm saying is that, it, you know, that's just like the cop showing up, you know, at the spot. Who's selling drugs on the corner? Or who shot this person? Or who did this, that, and the third? And the entire block, I don't know nothing. So the shit's not going to get elevated because everybody on the block keeping it G.
Is that what it is? Keeping
hey,
it goofy?
Hey, B. Stop. Snitching. I remember them t-shirts. Stop yeah. snitching. Shout to my man JC, the Brick City. He was like, I ain't down with that shit. That's that jail nigga shit.
So, BLM nigga.
Exactly. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to former Roots member Malik B. Malik B.
Malik B. Malik B. Come on.
Malik B. Unbelievable. It is with heavy hearts and tearful eyes that we regretfully inform you of the passing of our beloved brother and longtime Roots member Malik B. And what can I say about that? My favorite is his performance on Clones. Amongst many other memorable lines. Remember when Roots Do You Want More came out? And the legend that Black Thought it was going to become? I don't know. Everybody was like saying, yo, Malik B nicer than Thought. Malik B nicer than Thought. Even Thought is saying, shit, people don't really know how nice you was. And I just am here to say my memories is going to always just rest in the excellent music that he put out.
And didn't we see them at the 930 Club?
We did.
Was, he
yes,
was
we
there.
We did a couple times.
Couple times.
Yeah. So I've been kind of perplexed about that, like legit all week. Because obviously, God rest his soul, right? But do you realize that he left the Roots in 1999?
Yeah, after Illadelph Half-Life.
Right? So I'm like, and please understand, this is no disrespect at all. But I'm like, just like, legitimately, like, why? It's because, I mean, I see it on CNN. I see it all over. But he hasn't been with the Roots since 1999. So I'm kind of like, what is the...
Well, no, why, he why? Was on, he actually, he was on, oh, God damn it. What was it, that album with the church burning joint? I forget
the
name.
Oh, yeah, with the girl, right?
Yeah. He was actually on that album. What do you mean he left the Roots? He did leave the Roots. Apparently, he had had substance abuse issues. Yes, and some other psychological issues, which I don't know about. And so it was largely, and I remember an interview where basically he was like, I had to get out because the rigors of the road, you know, the Roots is, you know, on the road 250 days a year. And he's like, the rigors of the road was too much for him. He couldn't really deal. So he never left like under a bad situation or under a cloud. You know what I'm saying? He left for his own well-being. And obviously the group supported him in that decision. One of the founding members of the Roots, as a matter of fact.
Right, right.
So, but the point is, and Kurt G, I don't know, I'm just asking. I'm just asking, you know, you do a great job of posting joints. I think in honor of him, if you go back in the text chain, T-Bear posted 4 cuts that he was on. I wonder if you can play.
I saw that.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could play those 4 cuts at the end of the show. I'm just asking.
The same 4 that he did? Yes. Or pick some more cuts?
The same 4 that he posted. But if you could pick something else, B, that's on you. You know, that's your lane.
Yeah, okay.
Shout out to T-Bear 183.
Right. Shout out to T-Bear. That's your lane. I certainly, you know.
All right, I got it. I'm going to have to go back through the text chain and look and see the exact same ones that he did, and I'll make sure I get those.
Right, no doubt. So, I don't know. I just, that's my memory. And besides, you know, obviously seeing him, you know, only one time in concert, but just, do you want more when that dropped? And I'm just like, who is this kid, Malik B? He's stupid. Again, but, you know, what can I say? And then, of course, my favorite situation is his verse on Clones. So, rest in peace to him. Yeah. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Last but not least, Igri brought this up earlier and said he couldn't believe the text chain let Snoop get away with what he got away with. Apparently, Snoop was saying that the Eminem is not in his top 10 as far as rappers go. And again, another list, another week. I gotta kind of echo off of not that the text chain let him get away with anything, but Easy Bake sort of put it in a proper perspective. Who gives a fuck about Snoop's list? Now, Snoop's list was very respectable, and I applaud his reasoning, because he ran all the people in Snoop's age groups, the Rakims, the KRSs, the Big Daddy Canes. He ran all those guys.
He gave LL Cool J respect.
And LL Cool J, yeah, respect, yeah, before Eminem. I is his reasoning. But ultimately, who really gives a flying fuck? I mean, it's Snoop. He's jumping in front of the camera as quick as he can.
So here's something that, watch out for that banana peel.
My man.
Because Snoop Dogg, whatever you think of him, this dude is ingrained. He's ingrained in so many. First of all, he's probably in the book of records for fucking collaborations, right? And I'm talking about all different kind of genres. So
sound like a mercenary to me.
Well, whatever the case, that has caused him to be a voice, right? Whether it's gospel, rap, hip hop, pop music, whatever the fuck, you can find Snoop Dogg, right? So people know who the fuck Snoop is. And we, even when we talked about this Hip Hop Digest Hall of Fame shit, Snoop was a resounding entrant in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt.
All right, so with all that said, he made quite an inflammatory statement. If it had been anybody else almost besides 50 Cent, because they're game, 50 Cent, I heard them, you know, giving props to Eminem. But a lot of us have always said this M who became popular doesn't belong in that upper echelon. I'm one of them. But the fact that Snoop Dogg said it, and nobody, I mean, it's not even getting a fucking sniff. I mean, they try to put it out there, yo, Snoop said blah, blah, blah. But nobody's like either defending Eminem or supporting Snoop. It's just like a non-story. And I just don't understand that.
I believe go ahead, G.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, the reason why it's a non-story is because they're all family. It's like Snoop said something about his brother.
About your boy?
So ain't nobody going to take it that serious. It ain't like Eminem going to get out here and start talking shit about Snoop. And Snoop, even though he said that shit, it wasn't on no menacing shit. It wasn't like he said, fuck that nigga. That nigga ain't shit. Fuck Eminem. He was saying it like he ain't all that. He ain't everything that they putting him to be. Because these people here, I put in my top whatever, because these guys, to me, should be ahead of Eminem. And that's the way he said it, in a respectful way. It wasn't said in no fuck you vibe.
Let me throw some bullshit in here. Let me troll for a minute. So he ain't gonna say nothing, but then he got a lot of shit to say to Lord Jamal. When Lord Jamal
got his brother.
Right, but Lord Jamal and Snoop to me did the same thing. They're trying to put M in a proper perspective. Lord Jamal is basically saying Eminem is a white rapper. He's a guest in hip hop. Okay. Fucking Eminem devoted 2-3 records to dissing this nigga. Alright? He's not gonna diss Snoop. Okay? And he's not gonna diss Snoop. Maybe that's the Dr. Dre connection, or as you say, they all family in that way, I guess. I don't know. To me, Snoop was lashing out at these kind of lists that I just mentioned before. Don't put motherfuckers on your list. You know, you're putting niggas on the list as being politically correct. There are some Eminem fans out there who will eloquently state Eminem's case. And Eminem, technically, as a rapper, is very, very skilled. I admit that. But Eminem, technically, as a rapper, is fucking, and a lot of it is fucking whack. Because it's the same fucking shit over and over and over and over. And I'm not saying that you can't stay in your lane. But I mean, goddamn, yo. You know what I'm saying? Just put it in a proper perspective. So I'm just saying, there you go. That shows to me where you're going to have blind spots. Snoop getting away with that shit. If Lord Jamal would have said that shit, it'd have been another diss record. It'd have been another diss record from Eminem.
But that's because, again, because Lord Jamal came at him on a fuck you vibe. It was a disrespectful type of vibe from Lord Jamal. Even though we didn't take it as such, he did. But when it comes from Snoop, he's taking it as love. Because Snoop is that's family.
Nah, I mean, to me, this shit is this shit right here is it fuck that. This is more some more politics. Who got the power? That type of shit. You know, that's why you see motherfuckers running around cowering and shrinking and shit and slob riding all around blackface and shit. You know what I mean? Because it's power. It's proximity to power, you know? Eminem still has a lot of fucking power and clout. Snoop has a lot of power and clout. It's easy to diss Lord Jamal. He ain't got no power. He ain't got no clout. Easy
up at the snake he does. Well, the viper.
I mean
but that nigga is just happy to have a regular guest on.
Well, I mean, he gonna have regular guests anyway, because again, he gives an open platform, but I don't want to make it about him. I'm just saying, to me, this is more again about the negativity of, to me, what I see as a negativity in rap music. Again, it's about proximity to power and influence. Snoop has a lot of power and influence. It would be disastrous for Eminem to diss Snoop. You know, if it would be a fucking disaster. It is easy to diss Lord Jamal, okay? It's easier to diss, you know, niggas who aren't as powerful. You know? Easy. That's all I'm saying.
So you saying that Royce da5'9 ain't gonna say nothing about Snoop? He ain't come in defense of this?
Oh, that's the one thing I hate about Royce.
I haven't heard anything. And I doubt if Royce will full-throatedly defend him against Snoop the way he did against Lord Jamal. Matter of fact, let me say it. I put $1 million on it that Royce da5'9 doesn't say one word to one Calvin Brodus. Not one word.
I feel a tweet coming out.
Jeff Bezos. This fucking multi-billionaire ass nigga over here. All this money, just throwing it away.
All right. Yo, B, can I hold some?
My man.
I need to buy me a motherfucking
ring. Can you throw one of them millions my way, please?
Just gift me a fucking rain mixer, nigga.
So, all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Hip Hop Digest for this week. Get ready for Kirk G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Tag and D-Sharp, the 75703 LP. That's Tag and D-Sharp, the 75703 LP. Then we got Invisible Hands and Dirty Digs, Dirty Hands EP. That's Invisible Hands and Dirty Digs, Dirty Hands EP. And then the instrumental joint is Athletic Progressions, Athletic Progressions. That's Athletic Progressions, Athletic Progressions. Shout out to Peter Johansson on that one.
Indeed. I'm going to give a shout out to Peter Oasis for that drop. Thank you very much, sir. You always been a fantastic supporter of the show. Shout out to Peter Oasis, no doubt.
Yo. Why you saying that? Yo, he texted me. He was like, yo, you want to drop from so-and-so? And so-and-so, and so-and-so. That third so-and-so, nigga. Wait till this shit happens, B.
Okay. Only thing I'm going to say to...
Don't say it.
Only thing I'm going to say to Peter Oasis is yes, please.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Exactly. So, no doubt. All right, gentlemen, until we do it again.
Now, big up to all the motherfuckers on the fucking text chain, B. Except for Daisha. She's probably not fucking anybody's mother. But I'm just saying. Shout out, because the fucking text chain, everybody, yo, it's beautiful. We talk about it occasionally, but it is such a fucking amazing thing to have like-minded people who can at times have disagreements and help educate or learn something themselves when they put some shit out there. It's beautiful, yo. Thank you, Chris, for fucking hooking that shit up. I love it. Text chain. If you ain't in, you slipping.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, if you want the inside baseball, if you want the behind-the-scenes look at a hip-hop digest, contact E-Color by email and he'll get you on there.
Oh, for sure, and for sure. And again, and I know this is the end of the joint, but again, my brothers at Felipe's Garage, gotta give love, yo. They give us love here at the Hip Hop Dodge. It's really weird, you know what I'm saying, being on that shit and then doing this too. And but it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. The love is just fucking, what do you call that shit? Reversible. It's a fucking reversible jacket, yo. It's love.
Speaking of, yo, yeah, I'm about to support Felipe's Garage anyway. Yo, I'm about to get one of them t-shirts, yo.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. I hope y'all got fat boy sizes. I'm just shouting that out there.
We got all the way up to which you ain't even in yet.
Oh, okay. My man.
Yeah.
My man. Okay. You know, I just want
5XB.
I just want to make sure you got fat boy sizes.
You in there.
Okay. Since we doing extra shit right now, I got a question for you, Mr. Earth Egree.
What's up?
Did anybody mention T.I. versus Lil Wayne?
No.
Oh, shit. No.
Because I'm thinking that's the only fucking matchup.
No, a king no, for a king. No.
But I don't think T.I. wants anybody from the South.
But he's a king, though. He was once a king, though. You want to go against a king? Wayne was considered a king at one time.
Did y'all not see the tweet I posted for fucking T.I. to go against T.I.P.? Just come on, yo. Because T.I., you looking bad, B.
Well, no, I'm just saying. This is what I'm saying. T.I. is looking to leverage the capital that he has built up for region repping. He's looking to leverage that. Ross and Jeezy, and now you mentioned Lil Wayne, which I would have never thought about that, but the timeline works. But the timeline works, though.
Timeline works perfectly.
It does.
As garbage as Lil Wayne is, and I said it, God damn it, he will beat T.I. just because of those fucking fanatical followers of that motherfucker.
Well,
yo.
I'm just saying. So, trust me, he don't want to face nobody from the South because he wants to leverage region repping. T.I. is one of them guys who's left over and still got that inkling of New York dissing, and he wants to leverage that region repping.
But do you have any legitimate competitors for the versus, not battle, for the verse. T.I. has a lot of hits, yo.
Well, you know what? Look, look, at this point, I don't know. I'll actually be honest with you. I like to see this whole thing kind of transition more to a DJ event in the same vein as a Soul Slam where, Prince Michael Jackson. And then somebody on the text chain did that Outkast Tribe Called Quest. But I like to see that in a DJ format. You know,
that would be crazy. I couldn't pick a winner on that one.
I could not pick a winner. Look, I think it was
my hardest goes to both of them.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but I'm just saying, and I posted on the text chain. You can't lose with them two groups anyway. So, to me, I'd like to get out of the individuals and just sort of transition to a DJ event because I think the DJs are a little bit more uniquely positioned to do this as you get into. But for T.I., Lil Wayne on the timeline with T.I. is perfect. And he would be perfect. But he won't do it.
No, because that's his brother. He don't want to go against his brother.
Then get up there and do what Snoop and DMX did. They celebrated each other.
That's what he should do. Go ahead. This would be a great matchup.
And real talk, and Preem and Premier celebrated each other. You know, a lot of these things are about celebration of each other, so it really wasn't even a competition in the hard bodiness of really like MC against MC. It really these are love fest. So he can love T.I. He can love Wayne. They can love each other.
T.I. and Wayne would get crazy numbers, so they would love that. And both of them have crazy hits.
Again, they could get up there and love each other.
Yeah, but that won't have the same. That's going to have a specific segment. Because tell me, King Killer, and then Kurt, I'm giving you the second chance, Kurt, to think for a minute. King Killer, give me your favorite motherfucking Lil Wayne song. Okay, next, Kurt G. What is your fucking favorite Lil Wayne song?
Oh,
okay, next.
That nigga went in on that joint right there, yo. He was really?
You sure he wrote that and Cassidy didn't write that?
We can't be sure that any of these niggas wrote this shit.
Oh, you're right.
That's
you're
true.
Right.
We can't be. You're actually, right. To be honest right. with you, you're right. The closest I can get to a favorite Lil Wayne song would be probably something off the Hot Boys album. But I couldn't name a specific song. You know I'm not a Wayne guy like that.
Huh? That was a nice attempt. You threw a little softball right there. Yeah, oh, right. That album. But yeah. You still can't name a fucking song.
No, I cannot.
Beat.
No, I cannot.
Just manage that then, because you will be listening to 20 fucking songs that you heard, because we've all heard all that Lil Wayne shit.
Yeah, but you know what? But me not being a Wayne guy, but I can name five or six T.I. records that I like. So, look.
Right.
So I'm saying that this is about, you know, I'm not a Wayne guy. You know what I'm saying?
But there are a whole lot of Wayne guys that are going to have to defend their man against T.I.
All right.
Who has a lot of hits. T.I. has a lot of hits. Mr. Harris has a lot of hits. Whether it's T.I. or Tip or whatever the fuck. He has some hits. I mean, I go all the way back to It's Serious, right? So I got that CD. So
I'm
I go
serious.
Back. Right. I'm serious. Yeah. I'm tripping. I've been smoking and drinking, so I don't give a fuck right now.
I've been smoking. I've been drinking. That's the idea.
It's legal out here, B. But anyway, I don't hate Lil Wayne. Even when I record Undisputed and I fast forward the intro, all right? Because I don't want to hear that shit.
Yay!
Because I'm a father and I have a son and daughters, I like the song Stunting Like My Daddy. I like that song, right? But other than that, I don't give no fucks about none of that 1,455 songs Lil Wayne made, B. Because I saw that video where he tried to freestyle, and I think it's erased from the internet now. But I saw that shit. And that told me, yeah, I ain't wasting my time with that shit. But against T.I., it doesn't make sense to me because there's a certain segment that likes Lil Wayne. But when you look at the commercial success, I don't know. I know T.I. has commercial success. I know that. But it's different.
T.I. has a lot of commercial success.
Actually,
so does Wayne. That's why I said that combination to me seems like a perfect combination for them two to go against each other.
G, do me a favor. When you talk to Kobe, next time you talk to Kobe, tell Kobe to give me a list of 10 of his favorite Lil Wayne records. I know Kobe a T.I. guy. I mean, a Wayne guy. You know, he came up in that era. You know, so if Kobe could do that for me, give me Kobe's, you know, your son's top 10 of his Lil Wayne joints. I'll be curious to see what they are.
All right.
So.
But wait. Okay, well, since we're doing that, and I know, again, I'm sorry. Since we're doing that, what about Boosie?
Ooh.
I love Boosie as far as him being on Vlad. He is absolutely the best ever on Vlad. I love Boosie. Boosie just don't,
he got no cut cards. That's,
I love Boosie.
That's why you like that nigga. He ain't got no cut cards. He just say whatever. Fuck it.
But my son has been trying for years to tell me the value of Boosie, and I just cannot get it. But apparently he has, which is why he's on Vlad, he has the follow point that would maybe give him the credence to go against a T.I.
T.I. will be.
T.I. would eat Boosie only because T.I. is more popular and he had more commercial success than Boosie. Boosie, a more underground type of nigga, where the real hood type niggas, I was like, Boosie, either, fuck T.I.
Yeah, yeah. And again, B, I'm trying to tell you, kid, T.I. is not doing anybody from below the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay.
He's trying to leverage region repping.
He should probably stop though. Just stop. And let it happen. I'm talking to Mr. Clifford Harris right now.
No, Clifford ain't down with it, B.
No, but I'm saying B. No matter what we think of him, that goofy talking shit, pontificating of the situation and all that shit. Fuck all that. T.I. has some hits, so I respect that shit.
B, no one is downplaying T.I.'s career. There's nobody doing that.
That's not the point. The point is, why doesn't he realize that and stop being out here pimping himself? Just be. If it's gonna happen, let it happen. Let it happen. We know you got hits, nigga. We don't know you, but we know you got hits. You did a fucking record with Rihanna. I mean, come on, B, you got hits.
All right.
And all that shit. Just let it be, yo. Right. Or do your own shit and go T.I. versus T.I.P. like you said. Just let it be. You looking bad, son, doing that shit. Just let it go.
All right, well, this has been an extended Hip Hop Digest. We went into overtime and shit, like 60 minutes overtime. This is an extended.
This nigga with the sound effects.
Yeah, this is an extended Hip Hop Digest.
He sound like he had that Thanksgiving meal just then.
The turkey meat about to go off and shit.
Yo, I can't even. Hey, look, I can't even front, yo. As soon as we get off of this joint, I'm going to get something to eat. So.
Shit, yeah, y'all late over there. Y'all 11:30 over there, huh?
Yeah, a little late night. Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, yo, peace till next week, fellas.
Yes, sir.
I won. Lot of the cops tell the truth in the booth and said you tell the truth to the cops and lie in the booth. Fucking backward ass rappers to smack with the gas happily. Boom shack shack to gather back up the faculty. Yo, the left hook to shatter your chin. Similar to Dow Dawkins. Yeah, P5, the young cut, check it out, yeah, SP young cut, what P5, the young cut, yeah, it's that Philly shit, yeah, check it out, say, yeah.
ASAP.
You don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rap, we keep the flows in check. You don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rap, we keep the flows in check.
Mesmerizing, state of the art, caffeine. It's overhead like Omniverse screen. I'm not the average savage that curse queens. I'm something from his worst dreams. First we handling, first thing. I'm subsurface unseen. Grab a whole plan about the purse strings. Them seeds are earthling, not built to hurt things. Speaking the words of weaklings, nothing but sweet things.
Man meets world, it ain't no time to recline. Act up, get clapped up, my mind is the nine. Shine like jewels of sparks, swimming with sharks. Never caught speaking the narcs, that's weaken the plots. I'm the type to sit back and analyze the prize. Grip it up and flee the scene with a different disguise. Take a detour, I be y'all that I can be whore. Talking to this shit, life had to make her my wife. Live twice, got seven more lives to live. I'm all out, taking things to the fullest extent. Help me get it down and we can split 100%. Run a rapper through a maze like an experiment. Yeah. Word up, you know the legendary Roots crew. Yeah, you don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rap, we keep the flows in check. You don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rap, we keep the flows in check.
The ball dice rise like a creature from out the swamp. With my bloodthirsty clergy, that's on the hunt for comp. Who pumped your heart? I made you wanna rhyme for the start. You should be more alert, then you wouldn't get hurt. Get off your horse and on your P's and beware. You're just singing, they're deceiving, you're scared. And even more shook at the proceedings that's near. I'm dice roll, sting the inside of your mouth like a cold soul. Who won a piece? Well, this round one, let's begin. I got a gun that don't bust, it just suck niggas. And I got shit that I had to beg of me to shoot ya. I'm the professor, you rock a dust cap, go get a tutor.
Okay, computer, radio heads knock to the future. Shop like Curtis, at your service. None other than the fifth government playing the cut again. Y'all clueless to what the fuck is up again. Yo, hard times and suffering. What my peoples and the crevices struggling. Enough of them are twice soldiers, that's being. But I'm from the next Ian, supreme being that's unseen for MCing.
You don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rattle, we keep the flows in check. You don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rattle, we keep the yow. They all around me, round me. On my head, they got a bounty. I'm trying to get this bell up so I can flee the county. 666 come in my mix, flooded with tricks. I'm sharpening up spoons for ice picks. Niggas price bricks till dawn. If the money is long, cats who play strong will inhale through gold plate bongs. You wrong, son, if you thought I wasn't dropping a ton. Sit and think about the way I want to tally your sum.
Hey, yo, I thankfully snuck up from behind and got you. From over there in them bushes, I chilled and watched you. Dancing all jolly as you pussyfoot and folly. I knock you out with one punch for me, you've been ollied. I float like hovercraft. This thing like vaccinations. When my name said out loud, you'd lose your concentration. Dice roll, D-I-C-E-R-A-W. You wanna take it, otherwise fuck you gon' do. That's what I thought, not tired, nothing could put Zippo. Rub the sandpaper, but still smooth as a tiptoe. Raw's taking over, baby, don't tell me you ain't no. A lot of kids can rap, but you fucking with the pros.
Y'all saying, y'all know the legendary Roots crew. It's like,
don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rap, we keep the flows in check. You don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rap, we keep the flows in check. You don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no disgrace. You know the rap, we keep the flows in check. You don't see us, but we see you. You stop on sleep, get on your P's and Q's, cause you will get trapped with no
MC. It's all in me. That's the way it is.
where you gotta be. Indeed, as I distort, I proceed and lead, getting hotter than sacks of boom in my room at the Ramada. For tanks in your memory banks to fill up, I provide the static and scratch the match while you catch the vibe. Most can play hot post, but yo, that don't mean shit, because my click will make a motherfucker sick. I flip, running through pork, coming to New York to mix. Bob power with the snares and kicks to fix. Prismatically, you got to be staticky. Magically, I appear. Spark a L and drink a beer with air smooth. Taking niggas loot with dice to shoot the roots. Poetic, courageously kinetic. Vagabonds, versatile and various. Trust rap styles are mine, blind. Pain is in the mind, so I'm fine at 5'7" in height. My mission is strike mics, enlightening types, frightening like lightning. Fluorescent, incandescent, effervescently I represent foreign objects and ill elements, very relevant. Plus intelligently managing matter that's making tracks fatter. Revolve around, shattering like rings and bring swings. When I stings with bass, then distort up in your face like lace. Busting your dreams like gaps with loaded magazines. I'm on a rap scene, repelling fellas like a vaccine. As I rise from under blundering, I'm not lyrically, you get shot, get caught. So distort with thought for real. It's the illest out the fire, short for Philadelphia to fly. Money making move, faking I isn't. Niggas cannot front, I'm poetically exquisite. Wicked with the visit, why you wondering what is it? Dig it, yo, my mellow, I'm with up for the night. Malik B, get on the mic, get on the mic like that, y'all. Hey, yo, I'm flowing, my part of the song. It's going, it's going, it's gone. In your pictionary, cause much affliction with my diction, friction, slips and carry words and hers like some cattle in the steeple. People, there's no equal or no sequel. So policies, upper qualities get abolished, demolished. Distortion of the status getting polished. Urges are splurging, words will just be merged together. Damn, it's quite clever. However, you never can sound alike. Lyrics don't be found alike. These troops who bees roots and soldier, mellow by culture, rhythmic vulture, approacher with magnetic shit that's ultra. I make them tease dangle like a bangle, strangle from every angle. My lingo dingles and it dangles under kangles. Nah, them niggas don't wanna tangle, cause roots get loose, Negroes get juiced like a mangle. To be particular, extracurricular, for pleasure, measure in any weather, value more than a treasure. Baby, you say you may be, they come in the flex, now you wonder what's next.
I be the 5'7", residing at the Mecca Rest address in South Section. Used to cut class in the infinite pursuit of ass back in 86. Easy with the chicks, I was a chocolate boy. Raised in the cellar with the rhythm like Ella. Walked the mega type streets to the subway where I lay till the train stopped and a nigga hop high. Used to do the pop dance to the Planet Rock at the block party. Everybody jock.
Who me?
It's the MC, sucker niggas envy. I got my contract in 1993 and I shall
proceed. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue
to rock the mic. I shall proceed. Nicotine Hughes to rock the mic.
I wake up early in the morning, I mean early afternoon. Break a lyrical him off the stem like boom. I'm flying when I die, you'll put this shit up on my tomb. That nigga represented on the 28th of June. I'm representing Philly on the 28th of June. I can make you feel that I'm a surreal car. Tune with my pistol in the face of hip hop. Sticking for babes because I'm on a paper chase. I'm on a paper chase, my Timberlands are fully laced. I be the Mr. Boogeyman. With records from 125th to Japan. I laid and play like Donnie Hathaway and shake a hand, shake a hand. Your lady tried to kick you, but I couldn't play my man. My niggas is my niggas and she didn't understand. I shake your hand and shit and hit the fan. Just think, just think. What if you could just blink, what? Blink yourself away as I push out.
Proceed,
and
continue to rock the mic. I proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic.
Malik B, get on the mic, and yo, it's too much on my mind.
Say what?
Malik, get on the mic, it's too much on my mind.
Okay. Johnny on the spot, got the rhythm and the rhyme. Fucking with the roots, you know them niggas is a dime. I can make a 100-yard line start to dash. I can make a whole lake of fish start to splash. I can make Conan in the Titans clash. And I can make Metallica and Guns N' Roses thrash. Used to smash crash parties like I was Disturbed. Used to make plots against the herringbone herb. But now, all I do disperse the verb. And like a nerd, I can make you say, he's superb. Worded perfect, never ever shall you misinterpret. I move styles like Val, so now you know I'm worth it. Direct from Philly, the land where niggas scheme. So you know I got that sheen in my gleam.
I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic. I shall proceed and continue to rock the mic.
Nigga, what? To when I bust your front with the butt on my black paper chaser and then erase your rhyme, sucker MCs. How I hate the way you waste your time. My state of mind shine like a diamond studded. I rhyme, but it on stage. Word is born when I'm on. I rage, got the 12 gauge at the wrestle play and then to rest you late. My everyday MO is getting no, cause times is rougher than a mother for brothers to scuffle, shuffle your cards, kid. Cause the odds is niggas are hustling, live foul, this wild environment, hostile. Produce the music in me, so my style's the blender. What isn't what you could get a buzz from it. Button to too deep and reach a summit. You're falling, then plumbing beyond real. Will you killed if your raps ain't ill? Another crab, motherfucker, another cap, the pill. Through these amps, I'm older than camps to dance. Nigga too advanced, I warn, I'm just telling you what goes on.
Do you wanna know? What goes on? Do you wanna know? What Here on this agenda, there is no pretenders. So when we begin to assassinate your cast members, they show hinder. Waving white flags, man, we surrender. The sap-ass Negroes know they're no contenders. In surrenders, I can shoot up their vengeance. And my grandma might do a mandatory life in slammers. You should regret it. Thinking about stepping to me, niggas forget it. You kick gas when they're shredded. Most energetic. I never snag, I'm tightly threaded. I flip script like pattern twist knits and calisthenics. Black thought, Elo and me a trio. Telling a strong word is born. I'm just telling you what goes on.
Do you wanna know?
It looks like another one coming around. So the square roots gotta get down. Bust it. Yo, I wrote this basement. Never, never tunnels type portion. Death to accompany some audio distortion. Bust a popcorn dropping off my cassette and bust a kid crumbs. How you feel?
I'm feeling blessed.
Yeah,
man.
The square roots be the setters of examples. Find a rhythm in the static of your samples. Making you move to the groove as we soothe the ear of the listener or the musical. Prisma G. Now you're free. You can be all you wanna be. Go where you wanna go and see all you wanna see. Because yo, your ambitions I won't neglect. And to them brothers who ain't here, no respect. So brother Quest, how you living? What you giving black? To me, the brother with the linens and the Applejack. Busy till the break of dawn. The first verse is poured, I pass the popcorn. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. So the black door had to get down, y'all. Yeah, it looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. Question, would you come and get down? Come on.
It's me, the brother Quest from the SQT. Square and he's roots. Black Thought, therefore you know it's
funky.
The rhythms I recycle sometimes prehistoric. The mic for the popcorn's like
it's metaphoric.
So many different factors in the question style. A rhythmic father, and I've given more than one child. Abstract soloist drumming from the heart. All the way from Philly, from the West part. Relax your mind and let your body be at rest. Flow in slow-mo and let the brother manifest. Now the second verse has been born. Want to kick crumb, I pass the popcorn.
Yo, it looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. Question with the set got down, baby. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. Kid drums, would you come and get down? Come on.
Blessed is the next after second, still before the fourth is passed. I gassed off the edible rap, and that's illegible. This time I used to buck when I come around, screaming at the top of my lungs, you got to get down. Now, they heard the sound and wanna give the kid a pound on the down low. From the crown and out of here, then I wear to the funk beat. Wonder why the sisters dig their brother missing 5 feet. Peace, I got to the box so fast the popcorn and shit. Quick to lick a shot to Wheezy and Cricket. Used to kick it in the house until I got myself evicted. Now the crumbs is restricted to the popcorn. I left it from the roots. I blessed the rest and shared a stash of popcorn. Back to Black Thought, rock on. And on.
And on.
And on.
And on.
And on. Pass the popcorn.
It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. Get crumbs from the set, goddamn baby ball. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. It looks like another one coming around. Black door, you know I gotta get down. Rustin', yo, honey, glazed, amazed at the art Black Thought displays. I get mad props and the compliment pays. Making me more funky and it shows on stage. Word right, brother, cause I'm going through a phase. I wanna be a pioneer, so trails I blaze. Straight past the days when I used to be a slave. But don't eat all the popcorn, brother Quest.
What?
your brother Quest Sage. A bit for my hit, making it legitimate and give credit to the editor. You said it, don't forget, well, it's gotta be locked, cause that's the way I'm rocking it. If I'm corny in my pocket, then I guess it's pocket in your. The SQT and Black Thought is being, I know you're all agreeing. I'm rocking and I'm being, ripping another chapter just for you to clap to. To the sounds of X, I make a step just like a camper. I pass the popcorn lyrics, I drop all the mic, don't have you humming my song all the way home. It's cool as long as you and a song be mellow when I together, cause it's kind of peace of night. I'm dancing as I pass the popcorn and get off the dome. Your brother Question, your rubber band Square Roots, take it home. Another one's coming around, it looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around with the foreign objects. Get down, yo. Yeah, looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When drums and the boat get down, yo, looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When my mama gets blunt, gets down, yo. Come on, looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When my man of rubber band gets down, yo. Come on, looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When the rubber question gets down, yo. Looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When the group of music gets down, and yo, it looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When the man Black Thought gets down, it looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. It looks like another one's coming around. When my man Mr. Combs gets down, it looks like another one's coming around.